A little late start today, but that's all right. Sixth annual March Mayhem of Music right here on Sterling High School Radio. Glad you joined us here on a hump day. Hump day, Nick.
Hump day.
Hump day. It's not the lonely show anymore.
No longer the lonely show.
No longer the lonely show.
It's a dude show now.
It's a dude show. We got us versus the world, or U.S. versus the world, however you want to look at it. Four great artists left in the Sweet 16, and we're going to go Queen against One Direction today. That is a 1-5 matchup, and then the 6-2 matchup of Destiny's Child against Imagine Dragons. So a good show planned for you. We have results from yesterday's Sweet 16 of the Women's Region. We'll get to that in just a bit. But for now, dive into some Queen. Get that going. Hey, this is going to be – a lot of people have Queen winning this tournament.
Personally, I'm tired of Queen. They're overplayed. They're popular. Queen's great, but Queen's been in a lot of tournaments and been carried just because they're Queen. Freddie Mercury.
There's no doubt he's a goat. Vocally, he's amazing.
He is. I saw the movie, personally.
Scale 1 to 10, what do you give the film?
I give it a 7.
A 7?
I feel like some parts that were really important in Freddie Mercury's life, they just kind of glossed over it.
Okay.
But the other things they emphasized really heavy that actually kind of impacted you. So, I don't know. I know it's going to be Battle of the Boy Bands. We have one of the two most popular boy bands in the world. We have One Direction and Queen. Queen's a boy band, right?
I wouldn't consider them a boy band. I'd go more rock band because, I don't know, I wouldn't put Queen in the boy band.
Well, not like the genre.
Boy band is more like pop, like top 20 type stuff. Queen just rocked. Like they I don't know.
Experimented,
a little bit. I mean, technically, if you have an all guys in your band, would you put Bon Jovi in there as an all boy band because they're all dudes?
Well, technically, they're all boys. That's why I'm saying, like, you have the most popular boy band, like all boys, versus the boy band.
Well, I had a conversation with a teacher earlier about the Queen and Green Day matchup in the first round, and they were talking about like our seedings and how we did the whole seedings thing. I'm like, Queen is the number one seed because of the movie. And the popularity of the movie this year. Next year, would Queen be a number one seed? Probably not, because the hype around the movie is going to fizzle out at some point.
Maybe. I still think they'd be out of all the names we have here. I still think number one seed.
Okay.
Everyone knows Queen.
I agree with you. But do they beat One Direction? We'll find out. We're going to start off with one of Queen's greatest tunes. This is Killer Queen right here on the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music. In a pretty cabinet, let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy, and at a time of invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. To blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge her mind. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily,
out of action, temporarily out of class, you're absolutely right.
From Queen right there, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as well as another big hit from them,
Killer Queen.
Killer Queen, which is a good one. Crazy Little Thing Called Love was actually featured in the movie The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
Never seen it.
Oh, dude, it's a classic. You got to see it.
One of the few classics I've never seen.
It's a good one. It's about Vince. They are like really in love, and it starts off really cool, and then they wind up breaking up and it turns ugly, and it's funny. It's really good. I really dig that film.
Funny movies are worth it.
Yes. In the middle of the March mayhem of music, we're down to the final matchup in the Sweet 16. Queen taking on One Direction, if we go backwards in time here a little bit, One Direction won in overtime against Big Time Rush, much to the dismay of one Gabby Lutz.
It was bound to happen.
It was. But hey.
She's not as popular.
Sorry. Excuse me. Nick, can you pass a salt? Gabby needs some salt.
So I think she has too much salt. I think she needs a little pepper in there to balance her diet.
Yeah, balance it out a little bit. Just balance it out just a little bit.
Save some salt for the rest of us.
Yep. And there was a lot of salty Big Time Rush fans out there. But the people spoke, and that's what we decided to go with. And they said even the overtime matchup was 51% to 49%.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show how close that actually was. We'll call that a buzzer beater. That's what we'll call that. Some results from the women's Sweet 16 yesterday. Ariana Grande defeats Billie Eilish, and Lady Gaga, the number 7 seed, defeats the number 6 seed SZA. So now you have an Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga in regional final.
Hindsight, I think Lady Gaga should have been put higher than 7.
I agree.
Honestly, I think the Alicia Keys and Lady Gaga should have been switched 2 and 7.
One would argue. I mean, Alicia Keys is a GOAT, though.
Yeah, but she lost in the that was a 69-31.
Yeah, that was not convincing. Or it was convincing victory, but shout out to James Moore. James Moore is the only person left with the best bracket right now. So he's getting after it right now. He only has one wrong, and the bracket buster there was the Eminem and Post Malone matchup. So other than that, he is the leader in the clubhouse. James Moore has Ariana Grande and Drake in the final, with Ariana Grande winning. However, if Queen wins, Frank Viscani has a shot. And if Colston in my first block class only has 2 incorrect, but they both have the same Ariana Grande Queen matchup with Ariana Grande winning. So it's kind of like we're down to about a 2 or 3 horse race. Dom Santor, 2019 class president, has Drake winning the whole thing. So if Drake wins the whole thing, Dom Santor could win this whole thing. So it's going to be a very interesting down the stretch. Chris Lambertino in the mix as well. So a lot of really good brackets. Predictability factor is in there as well. So what we're going to do, go to the other half of this matchup. It's the One Direction side of the matchup. Winner will face either Imagine Dragons or
Destiny's Child
in the final. Here's some Story of My Life, One Direction, right here on Song Radio.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home, I drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning now, see us in the light upon the hill. Although I am broken, my heart is untamed still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding in between. The story of my life, I'll take her home. I've drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of my life, I give her hope. I spend her love until she's broken. Like chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen.
Two from One Direction, arguably the biggest upset or the most controversial upset of the tournament. I wouldn't consider a 4-5 matchup an upset. However, it did create a lot of Twitter buzz.
And saltiness.
Lots of salty girls in the school. That happens, though.
Yeah,
the people have spoken.
Well, you can't be mad. It was a close matchup, kind of like the BTS Destiny Child matchup.
Agreed.
That was very close, but Destiny Child was winning.
And very much under the radar was the Billy Joel and Shawn Mendes matchup. That happened last Friday, and because it was over the weekend, that was a 51% to 49% win by Shawn Mendes. So he squeaked out of there. That would have been a humongous upset. That might have been, if Billy Joel beat Shawn Mendes, that would have been the biggest upset in the tournament's history.
Biggest bracket buster, too, I would think.
100%. 100%. Two from One Direction there. That was Heart Attack and Story of My Life by One Direction. They are the number 5 seed taking on the number 1 seed Queen. The voting for that will open up in just a few minutes. And coming up next, we've got the bottom half of the U.S. versus the world bracket. Number 6 seed, Destiny's Child, who defeated BTS in the opening round. Is going to be taking on
which wasn't my fault.
Which, again, yeah, true. is going to be taking on the number two seed Imagine Dragons, who just absolutely demolished ABBA in the opening round. So a really, really good matchup here. And I think we're going to go back old school. Nick wanted to hear Radioactive, which kind of is the kind of the song.
It's the breakout song. Everyone knows the words, yeah. Big upsets, Queen and One Direction beats Queen. I stand by it.
You're going One Direction over Queen.
Yes, it biggest upset in the whole tournament.
Well, the voting for that will open up here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, in the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music, starting off the bottom half of the U.S. versus the world bracket with Imagine Dragons, Radioactive, right here on Sterling Radio.
Waking up to ash and dust, I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in. First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... Falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings they would drown.
flames. You're the face of the future, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like.
From Imagine Dragons, the number two seed in the U.S. versus the world region in the sixth annual March Mayhem of Music. Rob Strauss, Nick Thistlewood here with you, bringing you all this fine music on this Wednesday, mid-March.
Cold.
Cold still. Could be a little bit warmer today. Mid-50s today. But the real NCAA March Madness tournament starts tomorrow at about noon. We're about 26 hours away from tip-off of the men's basketball tournament. I'm sure the teachers and some select students will be peeled to watching the CBS networks tomorrow.
Yeah, basketball is going to be all over the school.
It's going to be everywhere.
Every laptop's going to have basketball. I think UNC's taking it again.
I can see that. I think for this is the first time in a long time, not to get away from the March Mayhem of music, but I think in terms of the NCAA basketball tournament, anybody can win it this year. I think anybody from seeds 1 through 4 could probably win this thing this year.
Yeah, probably.
There's some really, really good matchups. Obviously, the number one overall seed is Duke and Zion Williamson. As long as he doesn't break through his shoes again, how bad does that look for Nike?
I saw that on
Twitter.
Holy cow. I was like, oh, no.
I watched that happen, and when I first saw it happen, I was like, oh, my God. He just blew out his ACL. That's the first thing I thought of, because he went and he grabbed his knee, and it happened in the first 30 seconds of the game, and I'm like, oh, my God, this poor guy.
So humiliating, especially as a person as big as him. Like, he's so popular.
He's a big dude, too.
That's a big blow for Nike, too.
It is.
I assume he, like, because he's kind of like, a lot of basketball players with Nike get their own shoe, their own deal, but now since he's never wearing Nike again, that could be a big blow to Nike.
Well, he's obviously going to be the number one overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft, and I'm not sure who the worst team in the NBA is right now. Well, they do a draft lottery anyway, and I think the draft lottery happens on April 9th, I believe. So we'll find out which team is in the Zion Williamson stakes in just a few weeks here. So we're in the middle of our March Mayhem of Music bracket. You just heard two from Imagine Dragons, the number two seed. The polls are now open for the top half of the bracket, Queen versus One Direction. Oof. Right now, One Direction is currently leading. Not a lot of votes in.
52-48.
Just a couple dozen votes in right now, but it's very, very close. One Direction trying to pull the upset here against Queen. So only time will tell. So make sure you get out and vote. Follow us at Nights Radio to get out there and to vote and to be a part of the March Mayhem of Music. Switching sides right now. Going to switch over to the other bottom half of the of this bracket in the U.S. versus the world region. This is Destiny's Child. And Destiny's Child was formed way back in 1997 in Houston, Texas, and included, obviously, the Beyoncé, who is now married to Jay-Z, and has not gotten really anything done coming back together in really a long time. But when they were in their prime, they were in their prime.
They were
Beyoncé went off and did her own thing. And they were nominated for a bunch of different awards. They were nominated for 14 Grammy Awards and winning twice for Best R&B Performance by a Group or Duo and once for Best R&B Song. So they're doing their thing, and they're going to try that right now. We're going to go two from Destiny's Child. Here's Destiny's Child, jumping right here on Sterling High School Radio, 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. We say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man. But the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it hot. Last week and you stayed at home alone and lonely. Couldn't find your man, he was chilling with his homies. This week and you're going out. If he try to stop you, you're going off. You got your hair done and your nails done too. I'll be it and you're finning the shoes. You and your coupe are laying at the hottest spot tonight. You're gonna find the fellas rolling in the Lexus. So we say he got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop.
Outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. need you, I'm here to serve you. This love you need to give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you know me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. You're all I want in a man, I put my life in your hands. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, I wanna cater
I wanna
to
give
you.
My breath, yeah, my strength, yeah, my will to yeah, you. Yeah, that's the least yeah, I can do. Let me cater to you. Through the good, the bad, the ups and the downs, I'll still be here for you. Let me cater to you. Cause you're beautiful. I love the way you are. Fulfill your every desire. The wish is my command. I wanna cater to my man. Your heart so pure, your love shines through. The darkness will get through. So much of me is you. I wanna cater to my man.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day.
Anything for you, man.
Baby, you call me away.
Got your slippers,
your dinner,
your
dessert, and so much more.
Anything you ever want,
let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart.
We're closing out the show. Two from Destiny's Child. Let's cater to you. Before that, we had Jumpin'. And they are the number six seed in our U.S. versus the World category. Voting will open very, very shortly. The voting for the other side of the bracket, Queen of One Direction, is now open. And
toss
smell that?
And
do you
forth.
Smell that? I smell an upset.
It was 53-47 with One Direction on top earlier. Now it's switched around 59-41, which is 56 votes.
Not a lot. I mean, you're talking about a handful of votes separates the winner from the loser.
So
where are all these One Direction fans that we had 350 votes for
right?
against Big Time Rush? They're nowhere to be found right now. So still plenty of time. 22 hours remaining in that matchup, so make sure you get out there and vote on At Nights Radio on Twitter. And there's some people are sending us some shade too. I mean, we're getting some people are saying if you vote One Direction, you really have some issues. If Queen doesn't win, y'all are uncultured.
I disagree with that. I feel like everyone knows Queen, so it's not really a
right. I think Queen is the popular pick right now, March 20th or whatever today is.
2019. It's
2019.
The
Queen
pick.
is the pick right now. Next year, if it's Queen in One Direction again, I think One Direction wins.
Yeah.
That's just my thought. And that's just how I'm rolling. Nick, thank you for joining us on their show.
No problem.
Great show. For tomorrow's show, we go back to the we're in the Elite Eight, and we go up to the men's region tomorrow. Top-seeded Ed Sheeran taking on the number two seed Shawn Mendes in what is going to be a mammoth matchup. So make sure
coin
you stay tuned. That again, coin flip. I could see Shawn Mendes winning that.
Ed Sheeran.
Because the ladies love Shawn Mendes.
They also love Ed Sheeran.
And they also love Ed Sheeran. So where do you go with that?
The Canadian, Ed Sheeran.
All right. He's saying Ed Sheeran. He's calling it. A lot of people have Shawn Mendes winning that matchup. But I can also see Ed Sheeran holding on to the number one seed, and we'll see what happens. That will be tomorrow's show, starting at roughly 9:15, 9:30-ish tomorrow. So a lot of music from Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes, maybe some rare cuts from them. And we are now down to the final eight, which is going to be interesting.
Very interesting.
You've got, let's just review our final six, because we don't know who the eight are just yet. Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes, that will be tomorrow. That's Thursday's show. Friday's show is going to be Drake and Eminem, the both top seeds in that region advance. That's going to be a great show. And Monday's show, Ariana Grande against Lady Gaga.
Another upset.
The number seven seed, Knicks smelling an upset there too. And then we don't know what the last Final Four matchup will be. It's either going to be Queen or One Direction against Destiny's Child or Imagine Dragons. So please make sure you guys stay tuned for that. As for now, we're going to sign off. Get ready for tomorrow's show. Thanks for listening. Sixth Annual March Mayhem Music right here on Sterling High School Radio.